I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA, a weekly broadcast about local history only on WXZY Radio. My favorite hobby is sharing little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called J.E. Henrietta and Kane's Indian Forts. James E. Henrietta Sr. was one of Kane's most distinguished residents and local historians. He was part industrialist, educator, and public servant, and in 1929, after many years of research, he wrote Kane in the Upper Allegheny. 90 years later, his book remains an authority on many aspects of our area's storied past. According to the Kane Republican, it was Henrietta's keen interest in the history of our area that led to his discovery of the Indian mounds near Russell City. For years, expert in Native American culture maintained that the hills in and around Kane had been neither ancestral homes nor ancient hunting grounds, but Henrietta was determined to prove them wrong. In August of 1928, an arduous 2-year search turned up the remains of an old stockade 2 miles north of Russell City. A few weeks later, a second Indian fort was found about 5 miles southwest of Durant City. The circular mounds were reported to be more than 250 feet in diameter. The embankments were 3 feet in height and had a breadth of 9 feet at the base and 6 feet at the top. Ancient pottery and stone implements found at the Russell City site later enabled researchers to date the dwelling to the late 1300s or early 1400s. Like similar sites elsewhere in Pennsylvania and New York, the Kane Fort, as it became known, lies on a level summit of a long egg-shaped hill with narrow valleys on three sides. Water was available from a nearby stream or spring. The fort may have been used as a base for early Indian hunting parties in pursuit of the large flocks of passenger pigeons that were once abundant in our area. In 1941, a significant Indian burial ground was uncovered near Kinzu. Almost within an arrow's flight of the corn planter Grant, a search uncovered relics of the Point Peninsula people, who inhabited the hills long before Chief Corn Planter became a friend to the white settlers. According to a report in the Kane Republican, 2 well-preserved human skeletons were found in stone vaults in a small field at the intersection of Route 59 and the Corydon Road. The paper reported that an extensive survey was conducted under the direction of Edmund Carpenter, grandson of the first man to enter King Tut's tomb in 1922. At the Kinzu site, a trove of artifacts, tools, pottery, ornaments, and semi-precious stones were found, including quantities of mica, quartz, and copper. Newspaper reports from the time indicated that the proper excavation would require several years of careful work. In addition to his enduring work and persistence in finding the Kane Fort in 1928, James E. Henrietta raised the funds for a proper archaeological survey of the site. For his efforts to uncover and preserve the Russell City Indian mounds, he was made a life member of the Pennsylvania Archaeological Society. His work drew attention to the Seneca Highlands as a hotbed of Indian history and research. J.E. Henrietta worked for 53 years at Holgate after becoming president of the company in 1934, and he was a trustee of the Kane Parks. He was instrumental in erecting the World War I Boulder Monument at the head of Evergreen Park. A man of many passions, He is also credited with bringing football to Kane High in 1901. When he died at the age of 97 in 1971, Henretta was remembered as a quiet, soft-spoken man who was a Hilltop legend. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.